It turns out that the dream of anywhere, anytime, any place communication has been with humankind for a very long time. Everybody would like to have information. The thing that's different about today is that we as individual consumers would like to have access to information at our fingertips, whereas 3,000 years ago it was a king or an emperor, or in more recent times, nations at war, and of course, even more recently, the corporation, which had the wherewithal to develop these technologies and to exploit them. But everybody has always wanted to have information before their adversary, whether that was someone that you're in competition with as a business or some enemy in some military situation. It's also the case that communications, if you go back far enough, are really some of the first examples of state-sponsored. Perhaps the first major infrastructure project is the highways of Rome. They served multiple purposes. One was to connect the capital to the far extent of the Roman Empire to make it easy to move troops and supplies from one part of the empire to another. But I'm sure you've heard the phrase, all roads lead to Rome. Well, the fact of the matter is all command communications led from Rome to the far ends of the Roman Empire. So this was a critical aspect of governments or empires like Rome to develop this kind of technology.